Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
If somebody's going to give us a little bit of insight, you know, it's just been a roller coaster with the economy. Last year, real estate values and house prices were just so high. You had, whether it was cars with the supply and demand on some of the parts, and nothing seems to be working out. Now we've got inflation, and it's making people apprehensive about some of those big purchases. Here to talk a little bit about it, maybe a lot, is the editor-in-chief of The Balance, Kristen Myers. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. We need a little bit of sanity and maybe some insight into what's going on and what to do.
I am here to provide any sanity at all. I know it's pretty crazy times right now. Inflation is high. Home prices are high. Mortgage rates are high. Everyone is spending more money on just about everything. So anything I can do to provide answers, more than happy to.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So talk a little bit about it, where people before, you know, they would say, okay, there's these indicators or this statistics that, but the economy was still pretty good, where at least from a buying standpoint, people were out there spending money. But now when it comes to some of those bigger purchases with the interest rates going up, people are holding off.
So this is such a good point. We're actually going to be getting some really important data out tomorrow on retail sales, which is going to show us really how much people like you and me are spending right now at stores. Now, as long as retail sales do very, very well, essentially the economy is going to continue to go very strong. But here's the thing, Dane. Right now, a lot of folks are buying necessities. They're buying things like groceries. They're not buying refrigerators. They're not buying TVs. And based on a survey that we actually did, we found that they're essentially delaying these really big purchases like a home or a car.
Now, are they delaying them because they're trying to just wait and see what happens? They're thinking maybe if the inflation goes down, the interest rates could change. Are they just waiting maybe for that perfect house to come available as some of the things cool off? Or are they just like saying, hey, I can't even think about that right now?
It's a little bit of all of the above. So we did find out in our survey that inflation is weighing very heavily on folks' minds, mainly for buying a car and for buying a home. Those are some of the two biggest things that are that inflation is impacting right now, at least two of those purchases. But having less money is actually another reason that people are making different changes. You know, we had a whole inflation survey that found that people are doing things like investing less, for example, or changing their investment strategy because of inflation, but also because they frankly have less money. And based on the people that, you know, write into me every single week asking for money advice and financial advice, I'm seeing a whole myriad of reasons as really kind of shaping why folks are making different decisions when it comes to the purchases that they make.
You know, so in that team photo of expenses, some are negotiable and some are, yeah, I mean, there's just no way around it, right? Whether it's like food or gas, you just have to do it. And maybe some of those extra purchases or splurges are going to have to fall by the wayside. Let the listeners know we're talking with Kristen Myers. She is the editor-in-chief of The Balance. And so here's one thing that I thought was interesting too, you know, and undeniable that kids, families, right? It's expensive. It costs a lot of money. We've got a couple kids starting up in school, and I'm got to tell you, they cost a lot of money, whether it's food or the movies or school or their clothes or anything like that. And so people are actually starting to think, and you're seeing that they're holding off on those biggest maybe expenses, a family, kids, all of that.
Oh, absolutely. I will be transparent. I don't have children myself, but I do have it on good authority. My mom, that apparently children are very, very expensive. They're very pricey. She did tell me that I cost her a lot of money, into adulthood, but you're absolutely correct. So when we look at the breakdown of all the major milestones that people were, considering doing in the next year, at the very top was buying a car. About 30% were saying, hey, we're thinking about buying a car. About 15% were saying they're thinking about buying a house. But to your point, about 10%, so a tenth of the people that we surveyed, were actually saying they're thinking about having a child. And they're actually changing their mind as a result. You know, 5% of the people that said they were thinking about having a child, 5% said, hey, actually, because of inflation, just inflation alone, not even because of some of the other reasons, we're deciding to either reconsider altogether or delay making that huge step. And it is, of course, true. Children are costly. And right now, when everything is so expensive and you have to spend more and more of your paychecks just on those things that you mentioned, those non-negotiables, right? The gas that you have to put in the car, or the food that you need to eat to feed yourself, it really is taking a huge toll.
I can't imagine being a parent contemplating kids at this point, right? You look at, you could do the math on the Huggies are probably really expensive. Then you've got the whole baby formula thing, right? It's not available. There'll be nothing to feed. It would be kind of scary. So, Kristen, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about the contrast here, because have you seen it before in your career where you have a lot of this negativity? You've got inflation as high as ever, and it seems like everything we're talking about is the biggest of all time, or the most in history, but you still have a job market. Unemployment is very low, right? There's a lot of positive indicators. Have you ever seen it where there is such a contrast, right, with some of the stats?
In my career, no. The last, I would say, time, and I think a lot of people are trying to make this comparison, is actually back to 2008. We saw the housing market crash. We saw the markets really start to decline. And we did go into a recession, and it lasted for a very, very long time. But what happened in 2008 is not what's happening now. We still very much have recession fears, but and we also did have two straight quarters of negative GDP growth, which for some is a very broad definition of a recession. But at the same time, we're having jobs numbers that are absolutely blowing economist expectations out of the water. We have retail sales still doing incredibly strong. And so people do still have money in their pockets. And so it's a very much a confusing time right now with all of the economic data. I haven't seen it in my career. And I don't think that we've seen such conflicting information for quite some time.
Well, we know right here we'll have you to help kind of sort it out, right? We can experience and sort of ride by the seat of our pants together with the listeners as well, and at thebalance.com. We'll have links up for all that at WGNradio.com. And Kristen, thanks so much for everything you're doing. You have any social media you want to share before we let you go?
No, please go check us out at thebalance.com or on Twitter at thebalance or even Instagram at thebalance.com. We've got all of the answers to all of the money questions. We help really kind of help you figure out and parse through some of the confusing economic data.
Kristen Myers, thebalance.com. Thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with more on Your Money Matters. It's staying here on 720 WGN.